Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True. Какие не соответствуют 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Sarah. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Max. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine too, thanks. Our summer holidays have just begun. Isn't it great?
It's cool. What have you been doing these days?
Oh, I've just been catching up on some sleep. I didn't sleep enough during the academic year. Now I enjoy being able to sleep late. What about you?
I've been watching TV. You know how much I love to watch documentaries and reality shows, but I never have enough time to do it during the academic year.
I'm not keen on watching TV. I can never find anything interesting on. What have you been watching recently?
There's a new reality show called Good Guys, Bad Guys. It's set on a farm which has been converted into a school for one class of difficult students. It is the job of one man to try and teach these students something in the 2 weeks they are there.
That sounds exciting. How many students are there on the show?
There is a group of 16 boys and girls, aged 13 and 14. They have all been expelled from schools at least once. Their previous teachers said it was not possible to teach them anything.
Oh, really? How could their teachers have possibly said a thing like that?
Well, Max, judging by their behavior on the program, it isn't hard to see why.
I see. Who is their poor teacher?
He is a 40-year-old man. He used to play in a rock band, but he gave up music 8 years ago to become a teacher.
That's amazing. So has he started to teach these difficult teens yet?
He has. Last night, I saw the students have their first lesson with him. It didn't seem very educational to me, but at least he got the attention of all the students.
Who knows? They may accept him in the end.
I think they have already started to accept him. Most of them say he is all right.
I think I need to watch this reality show too. When is the new episode?
Actually, it's tonight. I expect something interesting to happen, as yesterday he promised to take his students to a field to have a reading lesson. They are going to read Shakespearean sonnets there.
It seems to me you're fascinated by this experiment in education.
I am. Would you like to watch the show together? It is on Channel 4 at 7:30 p.m.
Thank you, Sarah. It's a great idea.
See you tonight, then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Sarah. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Max. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine too, thanks. Our summer holidays have just begun. Isn't it great?
It's cool. What have you been doing these days?
Oh, I've just been catching up on some sleep. I didn't sleep enough during the academic year. Now I enjoy being able to sleep late. What about you?
I've been watching TV. You know how much I love to watch documentaries and reality shows, but I never have enough time to do it during the academic year.
I'm not keen on watching TV. I can never find anything interesting on. What have you been watching recently?
There's a new reality show called Good Guys, Bad Guys. It's set on a farm which has been converted into a school for one class of difficult students. It is the job of one man to try and teach these students something in the 2 weeks they are there.
That sounds exciting. How many students are there on the show?
There is a group of 16 boys and girls, aged 13 and 14. They have all been expelled from schools at least once. Their previous teachers said it was not possible to teach them anything.
Oh, really? How could their teachers have possibly said a thing like that?
Well, Max, judging by their behavior on the program, it isn't hard to see why.
I see. Who is their poor teacher?
He is a 40-year-old man. He used to play in a rock band, but he gave up music 8 years ago to become a teacher.
That's amazing. So has he started to teach these difficult teens yet?
He has. Last night, I saw the students have their first lesson with him. It didn't seem very educational to me, but at least he got the attention of all the students.
Who knows? They may accept him in the end.
I think they have already started to accept him. Most of them say he is all right.
I think I need to watch this reality show, too. When is the new episode?
Actually, it's tonight. I expect something interesting to happen, as yesterday he promised to take his students to a field to have a reading lesson. They are going to read Shakespearean sonnets there.
It seems to me you're fascinated by this experiment in education.
I am. Would you like to watch the show together? It is on Channel 4 at 7:30 p.m.
Thank you, Sarah. It's a great idea.
See you tonight, then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.